On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's basketball team. A couple of games early next week in the UP. Jake Lindstrom joining us right now. First off, congratulations on the win last Saturday.
Thank you very much. It was a good step to start our season in our last exhibition.
First game of the year is always a bit of a crapshoot. Have we practiced this enough or that enough? How'd the game progress?
It started off a little slow. We had a really good second half. It's definitely a step in the right direction, but definitely nowhere near where we want to be or where we know we can be.
What were the positives?
I thought our offense, in our first two scrimmages, our offense wasn't very good, but we've been stressing defense a lot, and I think we kind of brought our offense and it came together a lot more against UW Superior, so that was probably the biggest positive.
Games the counter are always a little bit more nerve-wracking. What still needs work on before next week?
I think just kind of playing together, you know. I mean, we've been stressing defense a lot and just kind of getting everyone on the same page on offense. And, I mean, we have the talent. We're definitely there. So hopefully we can just bring it all together.
Guys are still pretty young. How the new guys kind of stepped in?
They stepped in really well. We got, like, Maxie Rosenblum has done a good job. And our two, James and Ryan from Arizona, they've done a good job stepping in. And all the freshmen, we fit in really well on and off the court, so they've all done a really good job.
You guys still aren't terribly big. By the time NSIC play starts in a month, that's maybe going to get exposed a little bit. How do you guys try to counter it?
We just got to be tough, mentally tough and physically tough. Us little guys like me, we'll have to get in and get some rebounds, which is uncharacteristic of what I know how to do. I'm not a great rebounder, but hopefully get in there and do the little things and just be tougher, and hopefully that makes up for our lack of size.
You guys just flat out won some games down the stretch last year that maybe you shouldn't have. How much does that help?
It helps a lot knowing that we can do that. We also had Seth last year. That's a big loss for us, so hopefully we can just keep going. I mean, it's a whole new year. So, I mean, it means a lot that we won all those games, but it is a whole new year, and we need to find our own way this year and make sure everyone meshes and hopefully go on streaks like that again.
Anything that you guys are doing on either end of the floor different from a year ago?
We're really, our defense is different in the sense we're playing like more up on the ball. We're playing in passing lanes more and being a lot more aggressive. We want to dictate what the offense does. We basically want on defense to make them, what we want to do on offense, we don't want them to do on offense, basically, is how Coach puts it. So we're trying to stress that a lot.
Good luck next week, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.